with news, commentary, controversy, and information about officiating high school sports, this is Officiating Oklahoma. Now here's your host, Jason Seichel.
Hey guys, Jason coming at you again with Officiating Oklahoma. Today, we're not going to be talking about any rules or fans being out of control and parents and, you know, all that other junk that comes with it. Today, we're going to be talking about our preparedness, getting ready for the season. I can tell you now, I officiate football and get out there and do some scrimmages. Go to some passing camps. Just go to some camps. It helps you early in the year. I know how a lot of guys, they'll go out and it's like their first game, maybe their second game, that's not like they're quite getting into the swing of things yet. Their mind's just not right yet. Some of us don't listen to podcasts all year. We don't look through rule books or talk with others about it, and we just, you know, we jump out there and the, you know, week one, we go after it, and we're just not mentally prepared. So get out there, and you're helping the schools out too. You're, you know, keeping coaches from having to, you know, officiate while they're trying to teach. So just get out there and help. A lot of them appreciate that, even though they don't say it, but, you know, they do appreciate it. While you're out there, one of the things I don't want y'all to forget is to hydrate. There was a season where it was early in the year. I was out on the field calling some games and, you know, trying to get myself mentally prepared for the season. And the next thing I know is I stopped sweating. I was really hot. My skin was kind of clammy, and then it just went dry. I stopped perspiring, and I got dizzy, and I was like, what in the world is going on with me? So I go around to, you know, in between games, I go over and sit down in the shade, and I start putting some cool water on my wrists and on the back of my neck. And, you know, it helped a little bit. I drank some water, and it wasn't, you know, the greatest feeling. I didn't start feeling better until, you know, that evening when I got home. Then later on, I went through something similar again. I'm out there. I can't remember what I was doing. I wasn't officiating. But anyway, I stopped sweating. And then all of a sudden, I got a severe pain in my abdomen. Ended up, I went to the emergency room. I was hurting so bad. I was nauseous. I was vomiting. And I get there, and the doctor's talking to me, and he's like, hey, he goes, how much have you had to drink today? And I was like, for some reason I kept up with it then. And I told him, I was like, I've had 162 ounces of water today. And he was like, okay, that's great. He goes, what are you replacing your electrolytes with? And I sat there and looked at him. I was like, what do you mean? And he was telling me, he asked me, you pee a lot, don't you? And I was like, oh yeah. I go, I'm in the bathroom probably 15 times a day peeing. And he's like, well, you're not replacing your electrolytes. Your body is not retaining any of that water. And essentially you're just dehydrating yourself. You're not helping yourself. And I was like, well, you know, what can I do? And I sat in there, I don't know how long. They gave me like 2.5 bags of IV fluids. I was so dehydrated, and my blood was as thick as can be. They couldn't get blood until after I was hydrated. But, he told me, he's like, look, when you're out there, for every, you know, he goes, do it 1-to-1. For every 8 ounces of water you drink, drink 8 ounces of Gatorade or Powerade or whatever you like, and replace your electrolytes. He said, if you're not going to do that, you're just going to continue to stay dehydrated. And he said, and especially with you being outside, you're going to perspire more. So you're going to sweat all that water out, and you probably won't have to go to the restroom because it's getting out of your system. And I was like, okay, you know, that's great. And I want you guys to know, the main reason I'm telling y'all this is ever since I had that happen to me twice now, no matter how much I drink water or Gatorade or whatever it might be, the heat bothers me more than what it did before all that stuff happened. So stay prepared. And, you know, before you go out there, pound some water and some Gatorade. Don't waterlog yourself. And when those you know, water girls or boys or whatever come out there and ask you if you want a drink, even if you ain't thirsty, get you a drink. I don't want to see you guys go down. I don't want anybody to, you know, go through anything that I did. So make sure you're staying hydrated. And with that being said, if you are ever out there officiating football or, you know, softball or baseball, whatever it might be, and you're parched, you're thirsty, you need something, those players that are that are putting out a lot more effort than you are going to be thirstier than you are, especially if it's a football and they're out on the field. It's not like softball or baseball where they'll get a chance to go into the dugout and they can, you know, hang around the water cooler or whatever they have. But if you have, you know, the perfect opportunity to put a stoppage to the game, do it. And, you know, stop it. Let those kids rehydrate. Let them drink. I know more and more coaches and parents are so infatuated with the sport and the game that they are blinded by, you know, the general health of their children. So you got to remember, we're the level-headed ones out there. We're the ones that don't care who wins. We're just making sure that everything stays fair and that the kids enjoy themselves. So make sure that they're hydrated and they're able, that they're being taken care of. I know I had a game before where I had a kid that got hit pretty hard, and when he stood up, he was dizzy, and he even vomited one time, and I'm like, okay, there's something wrong with this kid. He needs to get off the field. And, you know, the parent come down in the bleachers, and all they wanted to complain about was, you know, tell me that that kid hit his kid too hard and that we're not doing our job. And I'm sitting here and I'm telling him, I'm like, look, I don't care what you have to say. You know, you have an injured child here that needs to be looked at. Take care of that. Who cares what else is going on? So you've got to understand that, you know, we're the guys out there that, you know, we're the level-headed ones. So we have to look out for the kids. I mean, you'll even have cases where you'll tell a coach, hey, this kid is showing signs that he may have a concussion. He can't come back until I get some kind of note from a doctor saying that he's been cleared. I've done it before, and you'll see a little while later that a coach is trying to send that kid right back out onto the field. So you've got to be on top of it and making sure, because, you know, they are so obsessed with a W that a lot of them could care less what happens to those kids. So we have to look out for them. I know we get yelled at and screamed at and called every name in the book just for simply doing our job and doing it correctly, but we do not care what they say. We've got to take care of them. So, you know, with that being said, it's early in the year. It's going to be hot outside. I know, you know, August is going to be here quickly. They're going to be out there doing their team camps and all that stuff. Make them hydrate. Force them to. If they don't want to stop, then you tell them they're going to stop. I know a lot of the schools, the bigger ones, will have trainers that are on site, and I know one of them, I can't remember the school that I was at, but it's like every hour they, or 45 minutes or something, they force the coaches to stop practice and make the kids hydrate for, it's like 10 to 15 minutes or something. So, and plus, you know, coaches, they'll eventually, I hope, understand that a hydrated, rested player that's taken care of is going to perform a lot better for you than one that's, you know, that's lacking health-wise. So, you know, not only are we looking out for that player, but we're looking out for their team in general. So let's be looking out for them. Look out for yourselves as well. And that just goes for us, too. If we're not, you know, healthy, we're not hydrated, and, you know, we aren't mentally and physically prepared for the game, then we're not doing anybody any good either. So with all that being said, you guys start drinking your water, start drinking your Gatorade. Matter of fact, right now, this bottle sitting next to me, it's one of those, whatever they call them, Nalgene bottles or whatever. I'll fill this thing up to the mark where it says 32 ounces, and I'll drink 32 ounces of water. Then I'll switch it over, and I'll drink 32 ounces of Gatorade. So, you guys keep doing that. I know, like, working today, it's, I don't know, 100 plus degrees outside. You've got to hydrate. You step out of your vehicle for like 5 minutes and then you're pouring sweat. So make sure you're hydrating and taking care of yourselves, and hydrate now before the season starts. Also, don't forget, you guys can find me on Facebook or Instagram. I think the website's still working. It's like officiatingok.wordpress.com. It used to be officiatingok.com, but I don't know what happened with that. But anyway, you can reach out to me on any of those platforms. You can reach out to me on anchor.fm/officiatingok. You can send me a message on there and I'll answer them. And, you know, do anything I can to help you guys out, and leave me some comments, some reviews. I know in my Apple podcast, I've got like 20 or 30 5-star reviews, and I appreciate that. So give me a shout out, show some love. Anyway, I'm going to get off here. You guys enjoy the rest of the day.
Thanks for listening to Officiating Oklahoma, hosted by 20-year veteran sports official Jason Seichel. Please visit our website at officiatingok.com and be sure to join us soon for another episode of Officiating Oklahoma.